B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Put the fours up.
Let's go. Last work.
What?
Let's go. Last work hour of the week.
For you.
Billy, don't you lose my number. Why?
Because you're not anywhere. Yeah. That I can't find you.
Oh.
Billy.
How's that sugar? I gave you the sugar. Sugar kick in?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got a real problem with Tony Romo, don't you? It's like the eighth jab he's taken. What place is he in now, 147?
I think 147, yeah.
Yeah, you'd probably have to carry his bags for him, caddy boy.
144th place.
He loves it.
How many people are playing?
152.
Oh. So he would be like the Marcus Smart shooter version of golfers and the Jackie Bradley baseball
player. Tony Romo is a
version of baseball.
Tony Romo is a very, very good golfer.
Yeah.
Way better than me or probably just about everyone listening could ever hope to be.
It pisses me off how good he is. It really bugs me.
Stop.
It does.
Stop.
It does.
Stop with the PGA
Tour.
Yeah,
he'd be like your best, you know, golfer out of your friends.
Oh, he's better than that.
He's doing this to half with people.
He's beating pros, though.
Beetle, you don't understand. This guy, you would not be able to golf
with. Not necessarily. Who are the guys behind him?
He'd be so freaking annoying to play with. Hardy, my
right? Right now, he is better than Wee Kim, J.J. Henry, Jose De Jesus Rodriguez.
I think of Don Orsillo.
Will Claxton.
De Jesus.
Smiley Kaufman. Robert Castro, Jonathan Burke. Yes.
Kaufman might as well be Adam Kaufman.
And three guys who withdrew after their first round.
Did you see that stuff with Steve McNair, speaking of Castro, that Steve McNair was actually castrated and found with his parts in another part off that podcast? Unreal. The real Titan.
How do you just toss that into conversation?
He said Castro, and he got castrated.
So you heard Castro, and you thought castrate.
People thought he got murdered, and then it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound that she did, and it just, something else went down.
That's right. Mm. My point is this, Jim. Those guys who he's beating right now, they're having a bad week. This is as well as Romo can play.
Yeah.
This is it. And after a few times, look, you know, he gets a sponsor's exemption for the tournament down in wherever it was last year, Puerto Rico.
Right.
You know, he wants to qualify for the U.S. Open. Yep, that's his right. It's the most democratic of tournaments. Anybody can go qualify. You can be one of the people down at Pine Hills this past week trying to get into the sectional. Whatever it is you're trying to do. At some point, when you start taking that spot away from a guy who actually needs the spot to try and get in there and make the cut so he can make the cut at the next tournament, he's trying to make a living at this. That's when it gets to be a problem. So
if he made no money, if he was somebody, just an average Joe off the street that got invited, he should go. But not because he's made so much money in his career?
No.
It has nothing to do with making money in his career. I'm saying that people are trying to make a living at playing golf. They're trying to be professional golfers.
No, I get it, and he doesn't need the money.
He's toying around and he's effing around.
He's not going to be a professional golfer.
He's not serious.
He's not going to do it.
Right.
He's not going to. Stop thinking that he's going to. It's not going to happen. He's not going to be on the PGA Tour. He's not. He knows he's not. Everybody who sees him play knows he's not. He's really, really good.
He likes
the attention of him. There are three levels, at least three levels of difference between what Tony Romo is as a golfer and the guys who are even bottom rung of the PGA Tour. That's just it.
Yep.
And there are other guys who have a chance, albeit an outside chance, a chance at being on the PGA Tour. It's one gets a couple tournaments a year. He takes away a spot, a sponsor's exemption. But those sponsor's exemptions generally go to either a local guy or somebody who has a relationship with someone at the course or one of the sponsors who is trying to make it on tour. And that's one guy who doesn't have a chance this week, once again, at going in there and making a cut and shooting a number either on Thursday or Friday to try and get himself a job playing golf. Tony Romo's job is in the broadcast booth next to Jim Nance. Not going to be a professional golfer. This is not happening. It's not happening. We know this. Still, there he's okay. So
see,
once again,
you played a lot
it's
of
like
club
when they
pros
bring former athletes into host talk shows.
Right, exactly. There's people who go to school for this stuff.
What Zoer former athletes bring to a talk show is infinitely more and more valuable than what Tony Romo brings to the first two rounds of right. the AT&T Byron Nelson.
I disagree. This is
how so?
Because Jim
you're
is
creating
interest-
great content.
Jim
for
would
show,
have never.
But Tony Romo just
golfing. No,
this is great.
This is right though. Jim's been talking about this for 2 days now. Jim would never even mention this tournament unless Tony Romo was in it. That's the point, and that's why Romo.
But Jim's
playing.
Not watching
but
it.
You play.
No one's
club
watching
post.
Thursday and Friday AT&T Byron Nelson.
I understand.
Nobody's
that.
Watching this.
But people that. Think that they can't come to grips with how far of a shot it is for Romo to. You're right. He's never going to sniff this thing.
No.
Because you play with club pros all the time. You go to courses, you do a golf show. You actually play with guys that are actual real dudes, and some are scratch golfers that would never have this chance, but are the most annoying guys to play with because you could never play with them because they're so freaking technical. You couldn't go out and enjoy a 5 hour round and have fun because they are just such dead horse blinder serious. Three steps back, eye it up. Take my swings, get up, make the cut. Let me get my viewfinder out. Where are we at? Well, check that again. Where's the pin at? Is the pin front or is it back today? How's the wind? Let me throw some grass in here. Those guys ain't fun to play with. Those guys are serious-ass golfers, and they will never have a shot. But you're right on that. And people can't understand why Romo would never play in this. He can't. He will never make the cut.
No.
It'd be a miracle. It'd be like Tin Cup the movie. Romeo, give me another ball. Give me another ball. Come on. Lay up.
Don't get me wrong. He's a really, really good golfer.
Couldn't even be on the same tee with him.
It's a couple times a year he takes away a spot from somebody else. People are willing to live with it. Oh, he does so much for the game. You know, here's what he's done. He sold a few more tickets to Thursday and Friday rounds at this particular tournament.
You know what else?
That's all he does.
You know what else it did? It gave him and Jim Nance now an opportunity to play a little more grab ass when they need some time to fill. Like, Tony, saw you. Gave it again a couple of whacks at it, you know, Jim breaking his balls. And I'll get 3 minutes of TV content out of that.
Yeah. I think it's way more valuable when Steph Curry goes and gets an exemption for a web.com event and people like kids who have no interest in golf see Steph Curry out there like
in sneakers and shorts playing golf.
I don't know. I don't think he was actually wearing slacks. Yeah, I mean, he was out there doing whatever it is, on the web.com.
I've seen some people play with, like, Jordan, some of those tournaments and that, like, Chuck's out there in sneakers and stuff. And
oh, sure.
Just clowning around.
But people see Steph Curry, and they're like, oh, that's something else that you can be a basketball player and a golfer? Yeah, a damn good one. Steph Curry's really good. He's like Romo. He's really, really good. But he's not doing it either. Okay. At least I can argue the benefits to the overall game when Curry does it. Romo's not doing anything. Romo's not doing anything for golf by going out there, except a couple times a year, taking away a spot from somebody else who actually really needs it. He doesn't need it because he's not going to do anything with it. He's not going to make the cut, and even if he did, it's not going to change his life. What is he going to do? Is he going to tell CBS to kiss my grits? I'm going to go try and make a go of it on the PGA Tour?
My rubber.
No, because it's not going to happen, and even if it did, that wouldn't happen. It's enough already. Go try and qualify for the U.S. Open every year. Let that be your thing. Sponsor's exemption.
Golf it's show is coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, Jim, would you do me a favor? Take that last 10 minutes. Re-rack it for me.
Tighten it up.
Just I'll type a little email to whoever's
take our voices
producing
out of it,
tomorrow morning. Just run that.
I tried to remain as silent as possible. For you.
I appreciate that.
For you. No problem at all.
98.5 The Golf Club.
Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You really add a lot to this. It's really good.
Yeah, how's our boy Lipschitz doing? He got calmed down a little bit?
I don't know why.
On an attack last week, I'm going to be unfairly attacked. You know, for a guy that
those guys,
for
the
a guy
two of them.
That has never even gambled
like that,
they get very upset with you.
It makes me an absolute zero, a non-factor. Like I can't even be in a conversation because I never rolled the dice. Like put the money down. You got to put money down.
What did you just send out on? What did Maz just send
Maz,
out on Twitter?
There's this app going around the office that puts women, turns you into a woman. And I typed it, come through my window, Melissa Etheridge, because he looks like freaking Melissa Etheridge. Doesn't he?
I can see it, but I
or
can't
it looks like Maz's
it.
Sister. Oh, here.
So does it make you sound like a woman, or does it just make you
hold on
look like a woman? Because it's Maz as a woman. Can you play that?
Yeah.
Like that doesn't sound any
like a cackling witch.
It just sounds like Maz. It doesn't change your. It doesn't alter your voice. It just alters your look.
Oh, I've done mine.
This is what you've done. What
I'm not tweeting mine out. Ain't that weird?
That's all it is.
I do a Maz.
Hi, are you Tony Maserati, the Audi from the Sports Hub? I watch you every day. I sit there and I say.
But that's you changing your own voice.
Yeah, but Maz is sitting there laughing like I'm hitting on Maz. And Maz gets all offended. Maz can't keep a straight face.
Oh, my God. Jobin is in the house today. What's up, Jobin?
What's up, Jobin?
Hey, Beetle. Hey, Hattie. Sup, so? How we doing?
I love you, man.
2 points real quick. One, last night was a great reminder of how much of a pigeon Dougie Hamilton is. And two,
he's a puss.
Hattie, there's one thing that the Bruins can use to beat this team. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Quah, quah, quah,
quah. Quah, quah, quah. That's what the guy was yelling at the Bear in the Bear text, right?
Yeah, that's what the guy was yelling.
See that awful story out of Rehoboth? This 14-year-old?
Dighton. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Rehoboth, I think.
Yeah, I think Rehoboth Police Department. It was just on the news.
Yeah, terrible.
Attacked by dogs.
Brutal.
Mauled to death.
Oh. 14 years old.
German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm. Awful. Cy is in Providence. Hi, Cy.
Hey, what's going on? Just wanted to get y'all's opinion on the Celtics maybe focusing on developing the young talent like the Warriors did before Durant and maybe using some cap space to get some players that are better for Stephen's system, because Anthony Davis, I mean, his agent is LeBron's best friend, and then Kyrie's a whack job. You don't want that guy leaving your franchise.
So you're of the Let's go back to 4 years ago.
You want to like hit reset?
You want to reset the 4 years
ago. Go back to young, square one?
Well, not reset. I'm saying maybe just use the cap space to see what else is out there.
Real quick.
Okay, but Kyrie leaving doesn't create cap space. You know that, right?
Well, no. Well, you still have the money that you would have to resign him, correct? If he doesn't take that.
No, you don't. There's not. You're not getting cap space from Kyrie. Kyrie, you're over the cap with Kyrie, but you have his space because you have his rights, and you're not opening up cap space by losing Kyrie. It's not like you've got more money to spend.
B-Rob was on with the morning show yesterday. He was going over some of the cap problems that the Celtics have with all bird rights and this and that, and you got to deal with Al's coming back in if he opts in or that. There's some issues the Celtics have to deal with.
That's why Al is a domino of Kyrie.
This is not easy, right? Right.
Yeah, the cap is not as simple as,
money's got to match, man.
Kyrie leaves, you've now got Kyrie's money. You don't. It's not like you have that money to spend.
Right.
No. It's another reason why you want to keep Kyrie, the money.
Here's another thing. If you want to just continue to keep a couple young guys and sprinkle some other guys that fit Brad's system, how good are the Sixers going to be in a year or two? How good is Milwaukee going to continue to get? You know? Say Kawhi doesn't leave, where he's probably heading out west. I don't know, but Toronto's probably going to replace him with someone decent. That's not just all Kawhi. But these other teams are going to get better, too, as you know, take a three-year back step. I don't want them to do that. We've been through that. We've been through the build. Build's nice. It's been a nice talker.
It's been too much building.
You think the owner wants to rebuild again?
No.
Or you think that guy wants some fireworks? That guy's
fireworks.
Hey, he ain't getting any younger either.
Brian's in Malden. Hey,
owners
Brian.
Want fireworks.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, Brian.
Real quick, on the crowds and price at the events, you know, I'm lucky enough to have season tickets to all four Boston teams.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but you know, as I'm sitting there last night, you know, I look around, my seats are in Lodge 11, row 10. 341 is my ticket price. That is for early season renewal. But you look around next to me, and you see next to me is the Madison Square Garden Club owns them. They give them away. To my right, Brian Burke has tickets that he buys off another season ticket holder. Because a season ticket holder is not able to afford the seats anymore. After you spend 20 grand in a regular season, now they're going to gouge you for six, you know, for the playoffs. If you look across the board, across the NHL, it's not the same pricing everywhere you go. As far as the crowds in Columbus standing up, they also doused their coach with a beer at the end of the day. They won their first round like a Gatorade shot. They got nothing else to cheer for. So be it. That being said, Boston sports fans are spoiled. Ownership is far more spoiled because they're gouging on the sports fans to the point where you can't afford the blue-collar fan to go to a game anymore. Round one, again, early season renewal. I'm supposed to have a cheaper ticket for my section on Ticketmaster. You could have walked up and you could have bought right next to me or in front of me for below what I paid for from the box office.
Yeah, that's going to be the most frustrating part. Like yesterday, fans saying they were getting emails advertising their tickets, and thanks for the call, Brian, advertising their sections, their seats for less than what they buy them for for their season tickets.
Now, you're
like, that must drive you crazy.
Your complaint, too, is you live in an area, and I remember being down there for the Super Bowl, and the story down there with the rebuild of that Mercedes-Benz Stadium and their lowering of concessions to try and keep fans interested in at games, you know, the $2 drinks, the $1.50 hot dogs, you know, nachos, $2, whatever. Like, there are regions that have to do that. You don't have to do that.
And you don't want to be there.
And like when a player signs for a contract, you know, you're worth what somebody will pay you. So I'm not going to fault the guy for going and trying to get his money. And I won't fault an ownership group for trying to take advantage of a pretty good time.
I won't either.
I mean, that's,
no, listen, I'm not going to fault the team for trying to make their money.
They're smart business people. You know?
I'm not going to fault the team for trying to claim as much money as they want to try and
especially,
make.
Especially when you invest in the team. I mean, you don't think they built them a building over there on the pike? Nice place for both teams to go and work out at,
but
and practice and stay. And when they try and redo. I think they made the Garden about as nice as they can. They're always trying to jazz
up. But we are going to acknowledge that your crowds aren't as good as they used to be.
That's part of the deal.
Part of the territory. Fine, you get your money.
It's a little roll of the dice,
and now you've lost some of your edge.
Yeah,
your crowds have lost some of your edge. That's all. Yep. It's just an acknowledgement. The crowds aren't as good. Look around the rest of the league. Crowds are better elsewhere.
Anyway, I noticed in Celtic game two the other day, that first row, like they did a couple of zoom ins on some players.
I'm telling you, man, the emails on this have been incredible.
Two beers between people's feet. Like, I didn't know you were allowed drinks in that first row.
Where?
Like on the court.
At
like
where?
Literally.
At games?
Feet. Yeah.
At basketball games?
No, I know you're allowed drinks at basketball games, but that first row,
of course.
Everybody's got them lined up on a court. Well, like, how many times
what do you think? You're going to pay those thousands of dollars
I know
per
that.
Seat and not be allowed to drink?
But I'm thinking they would maybe have a hold of it. Hey, you can't put them on the floor. You kick that. Someone's going to break a leg.
Someone, Mike, Bruins season ticket holder, emailed me this morning. Yeah. Said he sold his tickets last night. Face value, $272. And because he can't afford to buy every game right now.
I'll go in and pay parking and pay concessions.
Yeah, you just can't afford to pay the face value at $272 right now per ticket per round. He unloaded them and could not gain back the full face value of $272, and it was better for him to sell them below face at $136 per ticket than to use them at $272 per ticket. And he sold them below face, and he said a big part of this is look on the secondary market. They're selling below face. And look at that email that went out yesterday that we're selling them at $1.50 a ticket.
Yeah.
He said they're undercutting us. They're selling them to the season ticket holders at our prices.
In. That's the deal. They get you locked in.
And then they undercut us the day of the game.
Then you already paid
with
for
that
them.
Email.
Then you already paid for them. Just go to the game. Yes. And enjoy the experience. Then.
Yes, like, they undercut the season ticket holders the day of the game with those emails or the days leading up to them.
That's how they're able to make.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's how they're able to forecast and make numbers and all that.
Which is fine, make your money, but you're pissing people off along the way.
In.
That's all.
You buy Patriot seats. You got to buy first year, last year. It's 10-year commitment. For the Reds, that's what it is.
It's different though when you're. I mean, listen, Patriots games. It's a ten game commitment.
I know
it's ten games plus playoffs. Bruins is a much bigger commitment than Patriots.
So it would be a
much
max,
bigger
a max of what four games home per round. Think about that. So that's what three. What'd you say? 271, 272,
272.
So
right now
times four for a single ticket.
Yes.
Imagine if you just went through two series of seven games where, okay, you're getting your ass maxed out.
And so what they do, though, is they charge you at the start of the playoffs.
Yeah. So you have to pay, sure.
So let's say, you know, 272 this round times two seats. We'll say it's two seats, right? 544 a game times four games max, right? They charge you the $2,200.
And whatever you don't use, they forward.
It carries over to next year on your account. And, you know, they do that for all four rounds. It's a different rate for each round, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So it's not a small bill that they are giving you. It's a commitment that you're making if you can afford season tickets. It's a lot. It's a much bigger commitment than it is for other sports when you're talking Celtics or Bruins or Red Sox, you know, especially Red Sox. Oh, my God. It's a lot of games. A lot of games.
But long, a lot of cold nights, too.
We got a song coming up next about Zoe on his roof and more of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150. And that, of course, with this being a Friday. Fake promo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hear me flow now, hear me go now. Tell Roy Barbosa, play more of this, too.
Oh, you're programming them now, too?
His stuff's fly, man.
Here we go.
Yeah. Say his stuff is fly?
Yes. Play the hits, brother.
Exactly.
How do you say?
I was laughing when this traffic car.
Play hits, bro.
Hot Stepper came on. I was like, he did it for me. Yep. Appreciate that, Roy.
They do. They have a track record of playing the hits.
They know what they're doing.
Playing the hits.
Yep.
Playing the old stuff.
Yes, sir.
Playing the old school hip hop.
Yep, hip hop is hip hop.
You know what I saw yesterday? Speaking of old school hip hop, makes me think of Fresh Prince of Bel Air, Jazzy Jeff, and all that.
Yeah, DJ.
Did you see that yesterday? It was 25 years ago that the saddest episode ever of Fresh Prince was on the air, which is the one where his dad like comes back into his life and then disappears again. Do you remember that?
I never watched that.
I didn't watch it either.
Do you remember that? You guys didn't watch Fresh Prince?
Missed us.
Not even you? You were in that age group that you should have been watching Fresh Prince.
Yeah, occasionally. But never. It wasn't like loyal.
God.
I never did anything for me.
25 years ago? Yep. A quarter century ago? All right, never mind.
Look what Will Smith has done.
Makes sense with Hardy and Zoe, though.
Yeah, no, they're older, but
in their 20s, when you're in your younger 20s, often do you watch TV?
I thought you would be in that age group.
Give me my back pills.
T-Bone's a little too young.
T-Bone.
Tebow,
he knows what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, he would have seen it in reruns, though.
Of course he would. Man that never saw Animal House saw Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Fresh Prince was pretty heavy in reruns for years after.
I remember watching
it. You know the episode, though, T-Bone, right? Where the dad walks out the door and then he's got that very emotional scene in the living room with Uncle Phil.
I'll tell you what we did. You probably never watched Sanford and Son.
No, but I've seen that on a rerun.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that on a rerun before.
Shut up, you big dummy. All righty, Sanford and Son. You probably watched a ton of that, right?
I watched Sanford and Son.
All the Family?
Sure.
Yeah.
Who played played the Fresh Prince's father who comes back?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, all right.
Why?
Because I'm looking at it still right now. It looks like Ben Vereen, but...
I think it was. Or was that... Wasn't he on the one with...
he was on Webster,
Willis, right. Or Webster.
Billy Lanning thinks it's Ben Vereen, yes.
It is Ben Vereen.
It was...
Yeah. Tap dancer.
Is it still sad? I mean, do you watch it now and still get, like, emotional about it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You were like, wow. You were, like, serious then, huh? Like, huh? Sad. You were, like, serious.
Oh, it was, like, sad at the time. Like, yeah. Back then, it's not sad now. Huh. It was like an emotional scene back then.
I got emotional during an episode of Sanford and Son because...
Diane Chambers left Cheers and she went away.
No,
I'm stuck with Carla.
It was when Fred thought he was having a heart attack and he said, Elizabeth, I'm coming to see you. And I'm like, oh no, don't let this be happening. You thought he was dying. Thank God it was a false alarm. But it was a very emotional episode. You remember that one, don't you?
Yep. I remember Facts of Life. You know, it was really good too. Michael J. Fox on that, man.
George Clooney was on Facts of Life.
Shut the front door.
He was. George Clooney was on Facts of Life.
Zoe mentioned earlier he's getting some work done on his roof. He's getting a new roof.
1-800-GO-NEWPRO.
Did you throw Tom and Worcester's name out in the middle of that?
Well, I called
it went right over my head.
I called Tom and Worcester out because Tom and Worcester was the last one to make about Zoe's doggy daycare. Remember, he made a song about it.
Right.
So I figured there's no way Tom would be able to swing some sort of it.
Right away, he put together Up on Zoe's Roof as a song.
Of course he did.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
His latest work.
That'd be great.
Tom and Worcester.
When your old roof starts letting you down in the circles of fungi are too much to face. Climb up with a case of cold suds and not just a lame six pack. He brings a full case.
Two pizzas.
On the roof, that's the only place for Zoe. Trust me, he thinks he knows what he's doing, but will it leak? There's really no way to. Let Zoe fix your roof. He's built at least one dollhouse. He's the fastest staple gun in the East. He'll rush through the job, 'cause it's hot in the sun, and he'd rather be drinking ice cold hops and yeast.
I want to get to the chorus.
You know, like when Uncle Diesel used to do me, wanted to shoot him halfway through it? I don't feel that way with Tom, because he's a nice guy.
All right, here comes the chorus.
So on the roof. So's on your roof.
You know what I regret?
So's on your roof. Get so off your roof.
I regret giving him the beer in the cardboard case with the handle. Like, I should have done it in a white 5-gallon bucket.
In a bucket.
And a rope.
And a rope. And just sit there.
And you sit back.
Sit there this and just watch him. I'm good.
I figure you guys, you men would feel more like men if you can have a bottle of suds.
Now, I know you guys lay this fabric down first and you staple it and this and that. Okay, just humor me for a second. I got a bucket of tar and a mop. Can you just get it up here? And... slop it around, just like in Shawshank.
One of them says, Zoe, do you trust your wife?
Yes. And I grab him and hold him up. What do you mean? What kind of question's that?
It's that ice and water barrier they put down.
Because if you trust your wife, there's no reason why you can't keep every cent of your pension when it kicks in 10 more years. Tell me more.
How does he do this? How do you do this? It's amazing.
Do you think she would try and hamstring you? Go behind your back.
Yes. No.
It's a good song, Tom.
You could still do that one time, don't you? Right?
That's the second verse. The second verse is when it got long.
Yeah.
That's a weird song, too. You know, it really doesn't have a chorus.
It's like America the Beautiful second time through. It's like, okay, first, we're good for one.
Yeah, you should have somehow cut out the first verse.
Right.
Done the second verse plus the chorus.
Yeah, that was Uncle Diesel's
my
problem.
Recommendation.
Took 45
one
seconds.
One verse plus chorus.
Get going on.
This. Yep. But good work, nonetheless.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
On short notice.
Very nice.
Turn that around very quick.
Nice song.
Unbelievable.
Like
today's takeaways are next. They're fake promos. Don't miss them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waco 180 Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time weight's ever going to be an issue. Online right now at Waco180WeightLoss.com. Okay, it's not takeaways. It is fake promos.
How many, Jim?
Jim? Gymnasium.
Gymnasium.
Eight fake promos.
Eight.
Well, seven from our show, one from a different show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, different show. I like different
show. Let's do it.
Should start with that one.
Okay.
All right.
Promo from a different show.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
People want to make Fred's a Jerk shirts.
Well, I don't want jerk. I want dick.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Yes, he does.
Wait, why did you make that with our promo stuff around it? You should put the Toucher and Rich one around it.
Producing Tom's songs, are going to produce fake promos
too?
Yeah.
Why does Fred want that?
I don't know. I was kind of confused by that whole thing. I'm still confused by that whole thing.
What about it?
Like, why he couldn't listen to him anymore?
Because he's Southern. He's a Southerner talking hockey.
Why, if he wasn't being a dick about it, why wouldn't you just say, all right, thanks for the time. We got to jump.
The interview?
Just end it. Instead of like.
Is it still a thing now? For a couple of days?
Why do an interview on the phone with someone when you don't have to begin with? That would be my first
question. There's a lot of stuff I don't get about that.
Wait, they didn't make you do this interview on the phone with this guy?
No.
So you didn't reach out to this guy to do the interview?
Did you hear his voice? Did you find it to be like jarring or unsettling in any way?
No, but he was definitely Southern.
Yeah, but we talked to like John McClane.
John McClane.
I love John McClane.
Let me tell you about Billy O'Brien.
Billy Ball.
He better start winning some games down here.
Yeah,
people getting restless.
I was very confused by all of it. So was I think Rich was too.
I think it was a setup.
Yeah, Rich right away goes.
Why did you do that?
That was a dick move.
That's one of those. That's one of those
completely 100% unnecessary.
No, that's one of those creative Radio 101 morning show prank things. Those guys are
catching a ton of flack for that. I'm surprised. I'm surprised how much crap they're taking.
Fred's got death threats, which is ridiculous.
Get over it,
idiots.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
We might have to call your mother and get some get what she knows about that.
Mom's nice.
Mom on the scene.
Good looking lady, too.
Here's Hardy with headlines.
She's a nice lady. Very nice.
You said good-looking lady.
Well, put together, clean. She's clean.
Don't talk about my...
Got a nice haircut.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'll let you two figure that out.
No, I'm done talking about
it. Is he cute? Is he clean?
I'm done...
Hey, Mikey.
Do you know what happened yesterday? Was it yesterday?
No, I don't know what happened
yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
What happened yesterday?
When you called and Blondie picks up the phone and says, hello, Mrs. Poole speaking, like as a joke.
I froze.
And so I was like, is this Hardy's mom?
Hi, Mrs. Poole, how are you?
Like he thought my mother answered, like she was back in town or something.
Like, come back to kick ass and take names. Hello, Mrs. Poole, how are you?
Or came back looking for a date. I don't know.
It was Mossy.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, I like Hardy's mom. She's not one of those, like, the dirty mothers, you know, like, crap all over her face.
All right, so the Bruins are on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Smooth transition.
Yeah.
Bruins, Conference Final.
You want anyone talking about your mother, Annette, even in a complimentary way?
No.
No, neither do I.
Never.
No.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
617-779-0985.
It's actually not that bad when you...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It's like, I thought I'd be down like...
Hello, you guys there?
Yeah, Paul in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Paul.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, that was this week?
That happens. Yeah, I've never needed
a
Friday
week,
more.
Huh?
Yeah, it has
Jesus,
been.
Jesus, has been a long
You know,
week.
Sometimes what I do is I put the collar up and I let that, there's a tone.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I let them sort of wake up.
But we do you remember what we were so jarred by?
The betting on the Red Sox.
Had you put $100 down on the Red Sox at the beginning of the season and bet them every game, you would be down $616. Oh, and we thought, well, that's pretty good.
But Paul was really ready to go. So as soon as he heard the tone, he was like, oh, yes, you guys there?
Yes.
You know, the
here to talk sports.
Yeah, yes, ready to go.
Begin transmission.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You know, it's like when I'm watching Game of Thrones, you know, like
what?
I'm paying attention. I'm not on my phone unless the whistle blows, you know, that's one thing. But I don't
no
appreciate
what
you said. Huh?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Unless the whistle blows, that she meant back in the hockey game, right?
I don't know.
There's no whistles that blow in Game of Thrones.
Maybe,
right?
I caught another glimpse of it last night. I caught a glimpse of it last night. The dragons flapping over. I'm like, I can't believe people.
Are you, oh, wait a minute.
I can't
Hold on.
People are
you
so
mean to tell me that it didn't just grab you and say, "Hey, don't look away from this TV"? A dragon flying? Was it breathing fire?
It's dragons.
Was it?
I don't know.
Calvin didn't see how to kill how to tame a dragon. It really didn't captivate you.
Oh my God, Hardy the White Walkers.
I like some of that stuff. I'll watch like Pacific Rim and Godzilla, but these dragons, it's like it's so
but
awful.
It's windy.
It's so crappy
and we
looking.
Talk like this. It's from the throne.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Is that one that Bobrovsky wants to have back? All over Bobrovsky for a while there. Bobrovsky.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Nailed it.
Sports Hub.
Bobrovsky. He took a Bobrovsky.
Found my twin.
Hair and teeth.
Yes. You have any cuts your hair?
How many more, Jim?
Two more.
Right. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And the Bruins pregame thing was going on. I had to switch down the station, and the guy on the other station says, maximum security won the race. All right, wrong.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Okay, do we blame someone for having said that?
In the immediate aftermath
of that race?
He was the winner for 45 minutes.
Yeah, for like 45 minutes, he had been the winner.
But
then overturned.
Yeah, it turned out he moved his ass in front of another horse's face. You can't do that.
Ass to face.
Called for
not allowed in that sport.
We're going next year.
Ass to muzzle.
Are we going next year?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It has happened before. It happened in 1968.
Dancer's
when,
image, Peter Fuller. Dancer's image, yes.
Excuse me?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I bet Dan and Ken would get along.
Like I'd listen to that show. Put them in a studio together.
Oh, my God. The stories between those two?
Story time.
Whew.
Hey, wow, that's a long week with all those long playoff games at night, huh?
Thanks for sticking with us.
Nice not having a game for two more days. Get some rest, enjoy it, be amped up, ready to go on Mother's Day.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day out there to all your moms.
Normally, I'd be a little Polly Pissy Pants about the extra day off, but I'll take it.
Take it. Felger Mass coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, okay? See you, Zoe. Bye, Hardy.
See you, guys.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, T-Bone.
Hi, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the horn is going to sound here at TD Garden. The Boston Bruins come from behind. A four-goal outburst in the third period. Aided by two power play strikes early in that final stanza. Have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final by a score of 5-2 over the Carolina Hurricanes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's a Friday. It's a Friday, Mass.
Agenda free.
It's just agenda free. Agenda free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.